Hello, everybody. This is Mike Garcia here in the WBHF studios with Terry Lee Eggert, who is the challenger for the Bartow County Board of Education District 2 seat. And thanks so much for coming on and agreeing to speak with us.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome.
So go ahead. I'll let you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners in case they're not familiar with whom you are and what you stand for and whatnot. Just a brief overview.
Okay, my name is, like I said, Terry Lee Eggert. I'm running for District 2 school board position. Never aspired to run for any type of political position before. However, I was approached in the ninth hour on March the 7th by a group of citizens here in Bartow County who asked me to run for school board. I initially had made a decision not to run because of prior commitments of owning, you know, three companies here in Bartow. And I'm actually looking for an exit strategy. I've been in business for over 48 years, and I'm looking to retire and hand off my businesses to my sons. So the timing was not good for me. But after sitting down and agreeing to sitting down, listening to their stories and past history of the board and some of the members, my wife and I talked, and we made a decision that for the best interest of the community, that I would step up and run for this position.
And you had said you had received a phone call. Who was that from?
I'd prefer not to say that. I'd like to keep that confidential.
Okay.
To protect those people.
Sure. Now, you've mentioned years of poor decisions regarding below average academic scores, poor management of funds, lack of accountability, lack of leadership. That's a lot to go ahead and touch upon. And we will get into some of that more specifically. But can you give me some examples of what you've heard or seen?
Well, Mike, those are all good questions, and I appreciate those questions. Just remember that 30 days ago, I had no aspirations to run for a political position. But after, like I said earlier, listening to the stories, I made a conscious decision with my wife that I could step up and help the people here in Bartow County. In my district, District 2, of the six schools in my district, three of those schools have below state average scores. This has been ongoing during the last almost decade, which is unacceptable. So I feel that there's a true need for someone to do something. We need a change.
So I'll jump into that. According to the Governor's Office of Student Achievement, the 2017 College and Career Ready Performance Index, or CCRPI, that apparently is the newest, newfangled way of determining where schools stand. They show that the entire Bartow County school system, I apologize, I didn't break it down by the schools specifically in your district, but the entire system in general, only higher than 40% of the schools throughout the entire state. Also, in comparison to the seven counties that share a border with Bartow, and again, that's Cherokee, Cobb, Floyd, Gordon, Paulding, Pickens, and Polk, Bartow's CCRPI is lower than all of them. So I guess the first thing is, from what you know about it, how important of an indicator would you say that the CCRPI is as far as how successful a school system is in educating children?
Those are also good questions. And for those people that don't know what CCRPI means, that's the College and Career Readiness Preparation Index. And it's a process for standardizing test scores so for the viewers out there. Well, I can only speak of my district. So in my district, Allatoona Elementary, Woodland High School, and South Central Middle School have below standard scores, according to the state standard scores. And to me, that's purely a lack of leadership. That's a lack of leadership. And we need to hold people accountable for helping the teachers and these principals come up with a better curriculum to help these kids learn. All kids need to be learning or being able to read at third grade, and that's not occurring.
Now, I've also come to learn, and my children are not old enough to be in the school system yet, but I'm hearing from other parents in which their kids come up to them stressed because they go to school and they're hammering, you know, you've got to test well, it seems like they spend an entire month preparing for this one test. So what kind of balance would you give the importance of making sure kids test well for the CCRPI versus making sure they retain important information and skills that will serve them better throughout their lives?
Mike, I don't have an answer for that just yet. I think those are all good questions, but until I get into office, when I'm elected, I believe I will be elected into office, I will sit down with the current board, whoever is on the board, and we'll make decisions. I think one of the biggest problems we have had in the county has been holding a superintendent accountable for metrics. In Bartow County, and not just Bartow County, but a lot of different counties, when we hire a school superintendent, we enter a three-year contract, and so I'm told. And when that we pay that contract whether he performs or not, and I have a problem with that. I think we need to hold these superintendents accountable. I wasn't privy to this superintendent being hired, although I have a problem with that also. I think when any given year of any election in a school board, when three or more, which is the majority, is running for office, I don't believe that any decision should be made on behalf of the school board until the new board is in office, which would have been 2019. I think too many things are shoved through the system before the new school board can get on board. And if I'm elected on board and I was in the position where I could hire a school superintendent, I'd make doggone sure that his contract read appropriately, that there was going to be some measurable accountabilities and performance that he would have to achieve with our children. And if he had not met those accountabilities, then his job would be in jeopardy. I don't think there's a business in the country that would hire anyone for a three-year contract with no metric or performance-based program in place for that person to be accountable for. And so, therefore, I have some issues with the way we operate.
Now, the election results, the new school board members would take effect in January. So, with the superintendent retiring June 30th, what would you have hoped in the meantime to bridge between the two periods where you can actually sit down and have input on the superintendent?
I think the superintendent that they have, and I haven't read all of his background as of yet, but I will say this, they could have hired him in an interim position for 6 months until the new board was in place. I think that would have been more appropriate. And I think that should be for any time when there's a majority of the board members running for an election. And in this case, that is the case. You have three members that are running for re-election. Two members are running for re-election. Actually, three members are running for re-election. So I would, I think when you have that kind of a situation, you need to give consideration to those people that are possibly coming into the board consideration so they can make sound decisions for the school system.
Now, aside from obviously, the quality of education that the children are getting, a hot button topic right now, school security. So, from what you've seen at this point, let's start off with the good. What has the Bartow County school system done well in this aspect?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I don't know, because I'm not in office and I haven't taken that position yet. I don't know what they have in place. I don't know what procedures they've taken, but I think that whoever wins this election, we need to exhaust every vehicle to make sure that our children, our loved ones, our teachers, our faculty, our maintenance people at those schools are safe. And whatever these schools have done that have had these shootings, we need to communicate with those schools or those boards to find out what measures they have taken, extra measures that they have taken to prevent this from happening again. And that's talking to our local sheriff's office, our police departments, the GBI, whatever, the FBI, those organizations that will be very, very helpful to us to make sure to assure that our children are safe.
And the most specific thing that's come out of this is the issue on whether teachers and faculty should be armed. What is your position on this?
Well, I am an NRA licensed gun owner myself to carry a concealed weapon. I believe that as long as we have possible teachers in there that are qualified, either former police officers or possibly former military that are they go through a vetting process, I would support that. They would need some way to defend themselves if that occurred. Now, that may not be the best solution. We may need to have, like they have on airlines, we may have marshals that are in plain clothes that no one really knows who they are. I think that might be a better direction. Anytime you take, we would have that kind of a policy in place just to defend themselves. But I think there's other measures that we can take to insulate our children. But having a marshal at the school site, given the climate of our country, and we have people out there that take it upon themselves to hurt children or anyone, these times, barbaric crimes require sometimes barbaric punishments. Unfortunately, we don't push that process, but I think it's important that we give these teachers an opportunity to defend themselves.
With the issue of mental health, as a school board member, what would be your recommendations as far as making sure teachers, faculty, classmates can detect behavior warnings that should indicate that a student may be thinking of doing harm?
I think that's a really good question. I think that we have to be more proactive in those areas, and when we have those kind of issues, we need to alarm the authorities immediately when that type of behavior is taking place.
The Bartow County school system is pretty much like every other school system right now in the state of Georgia, in which money is tight. The good news is that the state recently announced that they will fully fund the Quality Basic Education, or QBE, next year, which for Bartow County schools will equate to an extra $1.3 million. Now, on the flip side, they've also mandated a 4% increased contribution to the teachers' retirement system, which will cost Bartow County school system an extra $2.8 million. There's been a strong push in Bartow County about senior property tax exemptions from the schools. How would the school system, or what would you propose the school system could do to make up for that lost revenue?
Well, you have some great questions today. I applaud you for that. I'm not in office yet, so I haven't had the ability to take a look at how we manage the money or how we oversee the money, what the processes are and the procedures are. But I will tell you that I think whatever they are, we certainly ought to be able to do a better job at assessing how we manage the money internally for Bartow County. There's no question in my mind that seniors' tax is important. Seniors should not have to pay tax for their entire life. We have had people that are paying tax, school tax, at the age of 85 and 90 years old. That's absurd. That's a sin, actually. Seniors have provided a vehicle for this county and every county across the country, the infrastructure that we now experience, schools, police departments, fire departments, roads, those taxes have gone to, they have contributed for years, and it's time that seniors really get a sense of relief from paying school tax. I don't believe that you should have to pay school tax for the rest of your life. I think that we need to figure out a way to achieve that mission through managing the school monies more effectively, and I think there's all kinds of ways we can do that.
So, as you've talked about the road and infrastructure and everything that the senior citizens have paved for society, the economy, everything right now, obviously it's going to be the kids in these schools that will take over the reins and become the business leaders of the community and the hard workers and whatnot. So, and that, looking at that aspect, and I'm just playing devil's advocate, these senior citizens will have to rely on these younger kids when they come out into the workforce to go ahead and whether it's through an accountant or, you know, the guy at a convenience, whatever they do, they're going to have to rely on them to be educated enough to be able to help accomplish whatever the senior citizen is doing. So in that aspect, doesn't the tax still affect them even at the age that they're at?
You know, seniors, this is an evolution of seniors. There's been seniors before us, and there'll be seniors ahead of us. And just as the younger generation, we've supported them, they need to support us. They need to do this for their grandfathers, their parents, their aunts and uncles, the people that have been there for them. One day they will be a senior, and they'll want this same benefit. And I think that if we put our head in the sand and we think that we should charge seniors to pay school tax for the rest of their life, I think that's absurd. I think anybody that takes that position shouldn't be in office. I stand very, very firm on that position. I think that it's important that we figure out a better way to manage the system, to manage the money effectively, so that we do have monies for seniors. I've been told this, and I can't confirm this, but I think that providing seniors a tax relief in Bartow County, in the county, is going to be somewhere around $1.5 million to $2 million. I've heard that number being up to $3 million. Well, I don't know what the budget will be next year, but there has got to be an effective way that we can save enough money by doing things more effectively within our system and our budget that will allow us to give that benefit to seniors.
And I've got to ask the tough questions, but what's more important? An increase in teachers' salaries in order to retain the good teachers that we have now in Bartow County and keep them from leaving to another school system, or putting the senior tax exemption to help the seniors that are now on a fixed income?
I think they're both important. I think they're equally important, but I will say this, to the teachers that are in place and just what I say are living out their pensions, living out their retirement, they still have a fiduciary responsibility to teach children. And if we don't hold teachers accountable for doing their jobs, just like we don't hold the superintendent for doing the jobs, there needs to be change. Seniors have already paved the way. They've already contributed to and they continue to contribute year in and year out through thick and thin. And to penalize them solely is incomprehensible. I think we absolutely do need teachers, but we need teachers. We need to support our teachers. Right now, teachers are not receiving the support. They haven't received the support from the superintendent in the past, past decade. You know, when I'm walking and I walk up to a home and I ask for their vote and they say that they're going to vote for me, but they can't put a sign in the yard because they fear for their job, that's a problem. That's somebody that's instilling fear, managing by fear, and that'll never work. That's dictatorship, and we do not need that type of board member in our county.
Besides money, and I guess really I'm trying to get you to elaborate, and what other ways would you feel as a board member you could do to help support teachers?
Well, I think, number one, we need a superintendent that they can trust. We need a superintendent that can rebuild this county's morale and help them and allow them to teach. And not micromanage the teachers. Teachers don't need micromanagers. That's what they went to college for. There are some good teachers out there that are being told how to teach. I get that we have a curriculum, we have a state curriculum, but there are some kids that are still failing and it's not working. We need to change how we teach, possibly. Okay? So I don't have all the answers right now because, as I said, 30 days ago I wasn't even thinking about running for an office, but I'm doing this for the county, and I'm hoping that I know that I'll be a good steward of their money. It's the taxpayers' money. It's not our money. It's the taxpayers' money, and we didn't manage that money wisely.
A vote on the Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax, or SPLOST, in Bartow County is coming up, and obviously some of the SPLOST money goes towards schools. Why or why aren't you in favor of this SPLOST?
I don't have enough detail right now to answer that question, but that is a good question. I don't know exactly how much money is going to be dedicated, so I would say I'd pass on that question for now because I don't have the information to answer it.
Yeah, because the follow-up question was gonna be if the SPLOST were not to pass. Now, historically, I don't know how far back, but lately it's been passing. But if for some reason it didn't pass, would having to raise the millage rate be something that would have to happen in order to supplement the lost income that would come from the SPLOST?
I don't know that answer.
The Bartow County School District has paid $251,000 to settle a whistleblower lawsuit filed by a former administrator alleging that she was retaliated against after she reported sexual harassment within the school district. A previous lawsuit filed by another former administrator against the Bartow County School District was settled for $185,000. Now, the insurance that the school system has through the Georgia School Boards Association has paid for both. There will be a new superintendent on July 1st. As a board member, if you were to learn of any allegations of this sort, how would you handle it?
Oh, Lord. I would handle it differently than probably other board members because I'm a business owner. But if I hired a superintendent to do a job who then had multiple sexual harassment cases filed against him, I would fire that superintendent. And I would say good luck on retaining your own legal counsel. I don't think it's up to the, when you are crossing the line in that such a manner, I don't believe it's the taxpayer's responsibility to defend our teachers. Now, having said that, if you go to trial and you're innocent, I don't have a problem of rebating that money back. But if you settle out of court, I think that sends a message to the taxpayers that he possibly could be guilty, and therefore I would question how we handle that. I think that's a board decision. I think the board needs to decide how that should be handled. But personally for me, I don't believe that sexual harassment should be in the workplace for man or woman, and we shouldn't tolerate it. Absolutely zero tolerance. I think we should support our teachers, and for people that stand up for other teachers, for them to be threatened and demoted as a result of that, that is a dictatorship. That's too much control, and I'm not for that.
As a board member, what would you be able to do, or how would you go about making sure that these things don't happen? How would you be able to go ahead and set a precedent to prevent these kind of allegations to be happening within the school district?
I'd put it in their contract. Any sexual harassment cases that are brought to a judicial system are brought against you and proven to be, you found guilty, is forfeiture of your teaching certificate and your pension, a portion of your pension. And we continue to dance around the subject, and we allow these types of things to take place, but we do nothing about them to address the issues. And we cannot allow that to happen. We need to support our teachers, not hold them hostage. and some with too much power, that has taken place in years past. I don't know my opponent personally. I've only heard comments, and so therefore I have got to go on what I know about him personally. And it's not favorable, but I'm doing what I think's best. We need a change in Bartow County, and we need it now.
A big problem in education throughout the country seems to be a constant decline in parent engagement with their child's education and school experience. So as a board member, what would you do to try to combat that in Bartow County?
Well, you know, we have parents that, I've heard this on multiple occasions. If you have a single parent who's working two jobs, they don't have a lot of time to devote to their children. And if you have a middle-class worker parent who's actually working in Atlanta and the other one's working in Decatur, when they come home, they don't have a lot of time. Or if you have a wealthy child, he's got multiple companies, the same scenario. So it's for the poor all the way up through the wealthy. We have to engage and support our parents. We have to have meetings with parent-teacher meetings one-on-one to support them and help them to help their children. Because parenting begins at home, and that's where it needs to start. We need to help them become better stewards and support. And what we need to do is we need to support our parents so that they have a process in which to help their children learn in schools.
The last time there was a contested Bartow County School Board election, that was 4 years ago, voter turnout in that general election was less than 47%. So how can you convince people that they should care about who is on their local school board? And I know it's not just a local school board thing. Even statewide elections, there's low turnouts all over the country. But how would you help galvanize the people and say, you know what, it actually is important and it will affect your lives as far as who is sitting on your local county school board?
Well, the taxpayers of this county, people that have children in schools and the seniors that do not, they need to have the faith and trust and confidence in someone that is going to be a good steward of their money. We need, as a board, need to hold the superintendent accountable, and we need to monitor his successes or failures throughout the school year. Unless we do that, it's all about leadership. And, you know, being a board position is not something that you just put on your resume. It's a commitment. You've got to have the desire, the compassion to help your community. And if you don't, it'll be recognized by the community.
And to go ahead and close things off, are there any important issues or topics concerning your district of the Bartow County school system that we haven't addressed at this point that you feel need to be addressed?
No, I think that we've covered a wide range of area. Like I said, I'm running for a school board position that I know very little about. I'm not an educated man. I got a high school diploma, but I tell everybody I've been in business 48 years. Over 48 years, I'm well respected in my industry. And for the mistakes that I've made in my lifetime, I could send 40 kids to Harvard. You know, education is important, but so is common sense. What we need is integrity and common sense in our school board.
Well, I appreciate your candor and sitting down with me here in the studio. And I tell everybody I interview the same thing, that I feel it takes courage to go ahead and put your face and name out there. Well, maybe not face on radio, but, you know, your name out there for the general public and say, you know, here I am. This is who I am. I'm putting myself out there for, you know, positive comments, for criticism and whatnot. And you know, I applaud you for going ahead and trying to make a difference here in Bartow County.
Well, Mike, one closing thought. When the people approached me and asked me to run for this position, I said to them, I'm not a politician, and I am not. I like to be referred to as a public servant. And I'm rough around the edges. I'm going to call a spade a spade. I'm going to be direct. I am going to be blatantly honest. And their remark was, we don't need a politician. We need somebody with integrity and honest and common sense. And I said, well, I'll give you that.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. And again, you just listened to Terry Lee Eggert, who is running for District 2 of the Bartow County Board of Education. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.